1480 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump making his first appearance at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, telling ABC's Jonathan Carl in a phone conversation that things have changed since the attempt on his life.
He says he's torn up his old convention speech, what he had written. He said it would have been a humdinger attacking Biden. Now he says his focus is going to be more on unity. Those were his words.
Trump announced his vice presidential pick on Monday, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance. The search goes on in western Pennsylvania for information into the attempted assassination. ABC's Aaron Katursky is in gunman Thomas Crooks' hometown.
The FBI has conducted more than 100 interviews, many of them right here in the neighborhood where the shooter lived. They've gained access to his phone now. They even know how he was able to take possession of the rifle, but none of that has established a clear motive.
Nearly half a million customers are still without power in Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana following a line of severe storms that moved through the Midwest. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator Ron Johnson going on the attack in his primetime speech at the RNC last night.
Today's Democrat agenda, their policies, are a clear and present danger to America, to our institutions, our values, and our people.
After the speech, Johnson claimed in an interview that wasn't the speech he planned to give. His people aren't saying who changed it, how they did it, or why. A father and daughter from Green Bay are dead, the apparent victims of extreme heat while hiking on rugged terrain in a national park in Utah. Albino Herrera Espinoza was 52. Beatrice Herrera was 23. Authorities say they died in 100-degree heat last week after they ran out of water. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Some Madison families are pushing the school district to install fences at elementary schools. Neurodivergent kids, especially ones with autism, can be prone to elopement or running away. One mom told the Cap Times her son has run away from school nearly 30 times. A district spokesperson says fences are tough on school grounds, especially when so many of them are surrounded by green space parks and multiple play areas. And a fire has hit a beloved bizarre attraction. Firefighters were called to House on the Rock near Spring Green last week. It was in the circus room, one of the grandest displays in the collection. Staff say there was damage to a few items, but they weren't historic items. House on the Rock is home to the largest rotating carousel in the world in that same circus room. The carousel was unharmed. And House on the Rock didn't have to close. They stayed open the whole time through that fire. Staff don't know yet how long repairs will take. And that's what you need to know on this Tuesday. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The All-Stars come out tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball's 86th All-Star game is tonight. The Brewers' William Contreras will start behind the plate at catcher. In right field is the crew's Christian Yelich, and was asked, what's it like finally being back to play in the Midsummer Classic?
It's been great. You know, it's obviously a really busy couple days, and you're on the go, and there's things to do throughout the whole day and night.
Today is day three of Major League's baseball draft. The Brewers picking 12 players so far, 8 of them pitchers. Brewers GM Matt Arnold asked, while manager Pat Murphy has the team in first place, they've lost 7 of their last 10 games.
We've had our share of bumps along the way, but this is a really good group, you know, and I think Murph does an incredible job getting the guys fired up every day. You know, obviously we've gone through a little bit of a rut lately, but this team is really tough and we win in different ways, and I think we've shown that we're in almost every game, like Murph says, and so I'm really proud of the group and excited to see what we can do in the second half.
NBA, the Bucks play the Clippers tonight in Summer League action in Las Vegas. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be cooler today, but still a bit on the humid side. Partly cloudy, high of 82 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 61. Tomorrow, you'll notice bigger changes. Partly cloudy, cooler, and a lot less humid. Our high tomorrow, 75. Same for Thursday, sunshine, high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Uline is here for the hard workers, for the ones rolling up their sleeves, working round the clock, and getting the job done. You're dedicated to doing what it takes to keep a business growing.
Uline is dedicated to helping you make that happen. Working 7 days a week, staying fully stocked and ready to ship any of our 41,000 items the same day. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists. Visit uline.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Crude and Dom. Tune in Tuesday for a very special edition of the Devil's Advocates live from RNC MKE 2024. Join us at the Kampali Party at 3.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm all right song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
If the issue is that we're saying all the time that he's like Hitler and he's a threat to democracy, and by the way, J.D. Vance has also said that he's like Hitler, and I guess he's redeemed now. But Donald Trump sent a fundraising email just last week that said Joe Biden is a threat to democracy. And only one of these candidates has inspired people who sent pipe bombs to leading Democrats across the country, who has inspired mass shooters. Talk about firing up the base.
Thank you, Jessica Tarloff on Fox News. Oh, my God, are you kidding me with that ridiculously, cartoonishly large bandage? Oh, my God.
He wasn't wearing one the day before.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And he picked the... I agree with 2016 Vance. I am a big fan of 2016 J.D. Vance, who agrees with us that Trump is America's Hitler.
I just want
Hi.
You to, I just
Hi.
Want you to know I almost went deaf because you were had my headphones on yesterday and I forgot to turn them down.
Sorry, Mama's been in radio since Marconi invented it.
I would like to point out to J.D. Vance that a beard is not a substitute for a jawline.
Thank you, Christopher. Thank you. You are a liberal helper. What is the ticket? Panty liner and guy liner? Because
yeah.
It looked like...
I mean,
Trump's
it was like a maxi pad.
It was like a maxi pad on his ear.
Insane.
Oh, my God. This is the most... And by the way, I'm wearing my GOP bad idea factory. Let's keep in mind this week at the RNC, they are just a bad idea factory. Okay. What else? Hitler and Himmler 2024 is the ticket.
That's it. That's accurate.
Also, Chris, this is funny. You're going to think this is funny. So they're the anti-immigrant party. They want to deport all immigrants, and they're both married to immigrants. It's so ridiculous and funny.
Okay. All of their children are anchor babies.
Right, right.
Tiffany's the only non-anchor baby that Donald has.
Okay, so thank God we have Frank Figaluzzi.
Yay!
Oh my God, you got it right on the first try.
Former G-man.
Yeah.
Because like everybody is saying, what the actual?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
You can understand, Chris. You don't even have to be conspiratorial for people to go. The reason people thought this looked staged is because the Secret Service so incredibly up that you're like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Right? Like, they identify this building as a vulnerability because it's so close.
Right.
Crowd members had to, for I don't know how long, a minute or two?
Several minutes.
Say, it's a guy, right? And it's, so anyway, Frank wrote a piece about it, but we'll talk about just all of it. And the reason it looks staged is because you're like, why do you keep letting him pop up and pump his fist and, you know, getting out of the car and wave? And like some of the...
Because he's not listening. That's why he was doing that. Trust me. They were saying, get down. And he's like, no, I got to get up. Trust me.
That's
he was just
the secret. You put him down. You don't know there's not a second shooter.
I know.
You don't know.
I agree with you, but he will not listen.
And right when the shot rang out, they didn't know right then that the shooter had been neutralized.
Like, he's like a baby that is trying to wriggle out of mother's arms.
Exactly.
That's what was going on.
By the way.
I agree.
Are they, of course, going to talk about Sleepy Joe? He fell asleep.
I know!
during the RNC, which was
that.
All about him.
Uh-huh.
You think if anything keeps baby awake.
I've been inside a convention of that sort.
Yes.
It's very loud in there.
Yeah,
it's very
hard
loud. To fall asleep.
Yeah, it's loud in there.
And meanwhile, Lester Holt, with these same questions over and over to President Biden, who I thought did great last night, the 20th time he's done great. I know Friday got lost in the news cycle, but he was fantastic at the rally on Friday. The big story was the comeback, right? Joe Biden. All the talk about him stepping out and went away. Then we have this shooting. And then Lester Holt, it's just good for President Biden saying, what about the 28 lies that Trump told? Mm-hmm. You guys got nothing on that. Mm-hmm. What do you mean? They're just asking, how does the shooting affect the race? Are you going to get out? Are you going to get out? I'm like, oh, my God, really? We're still going to. How many times does he have to say, I'm not getting out? Okay.
Oh, you're angry.
I am. Angry.
You're an angry liberal this morning.
Yes, yes. By the way, could you just feel them, like when this happened, going, "Oh God, please let it be a brown person, a black person, or a Muslim, or a pissed off liberal woman," and
it
then
was
you're
a
like,
"Republic." Yeah.
And apparently, there were Trump signs in his parents' house
yard
over the years. So
I mean, this morning on Morning Joe, there's again all kinds of speculation because we don't know stuff yet. We'll talk to.
I think
Frank
he was a
about
bully.
The latest FBI. But
the
they're saying there is a theory that Trump wasn't right-wing enough. If you go into the right-wing fever swamps, it wasn't right-wing enough for him. There was some of that, how they always, Alex Jones and those people, gin people up. It's just, we can't say it enough.
We don't know.
That the first thing Trump did in office was make it easier for mentally ill people to get guns. They are doing an AR-15 giveaway at the RNC.
Yes, they are.
You cannot write this stuff. I mean, I forget. I got to Google the latest, FBI statistics. If you've listened to Chris Wray, the vast majority of these shooters are young white men with AR-15s.
We're going to have a
with
former
right-wing ideology, generally.
We're going to have a former assistant director of the FBI on in a few minutes, so you could ask him directly.
Right. That's what I said.
Okay.
I just didn't want to say Figluzzi again. But I have completed it successfully for the second time.
And most likely the Italian pronunciation is Figuzzi.
Yeah.
With two Z's. Because like pizza. You don't say pizza.
I wonder if he likes a pasta fagul.
You don't say pizza. Huh? You say pizza. You don't say pizza with two Z's.
Okay. Could you focus, please?
I would like a pizza.
Now look what you've done.
Sorry.
You've made the bear hungry.
He's hungry.
I mean, I mentioned this yesterday during my surprise appearance on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Thank you for coming in.
Yes, people say I do a good job filling in for Jody Hamilton sometimes.
Well, you were filling in for me right here.
Right. But I feel terrible for this poor guy, this firefighter whose family now grows up fatherless, right? This is the party of, fatherless families. It's like, really? This guy died for Donald Trump. And Trump still hasn't called his wife.
Nope.
Which is what I said yesterday, that of course President Biden tried to call.
And she said no.
I'm sorry, what is Herr Twitler, as J.D. Vance used to call Trump?
It's over there.
I'm motioning to the golf course where Donald Trump was.
Okay.
While President Biden was being a president calling. Mm-hmm. Yes, Corey Comparatore is the deceased fireman who he threw himself in front of his family.
He did the right thing for his family, God bless
him. She told the Post President Biden tried to call her, but she declined to speak to him since her husband was a devout Republican and would not have wanted to talk to him. Towards Joe Biden, I'm not one of those people that gets involved in politics. I support Trump. That's who I'm voting for, but I don't have any ill will towards Biden. This is just so sad to me. And all of these idiots like Marco Rubio and Scott Walker, as you mentioned yesterday, Jody, saying, oh, God protected. Oh, really? God wanted this fireman dead.
And two other people.
God protected
injured.
Our savior. It just plays into this stupid savior complex.
Oh, yeah.
And he's, Cheeto Jesus. Right. And it's just I'm like, really? What it's Lalo, our friend Lalo Alcatraz said, so do you really think God hit the firefighter but missed the rapist felon? Really? Because then God's kind of a D.
Yeah.
And the two people critically injured, thank God they've been upgraded, but
they're in serious condition. So.
I'm sorry, Chris. You
Lalo Alcaraz.
What did I say?
You said Alcatraz. That's where you want Donald.
Sorry, Lolo. I did not mean to imply that you have ever been in Alcatraz.
Or that it was named after you.
Listen, I have cartoons that he sent me.
Yes.
I know who he is.
He's a
my
great
friend.
Cartoonist. Yes, absolutely.
I apologize. I meant to say Lolo San Quentin.
Wait, uh-huh.
And I misspoke.
Lolo Folsom.
That's funny.
Lolo Joliet.
Right. Okay. Amy Siskin says, on the politics of it, don't believe the storyline Republican pundits are spinning. Another angry young man with an AR-15 and Secret Service lapses do not win over new support, in my opinion. Biden looks strong, presidential, and unifying. He is shining right now. I don't want to say anymore. I know, it is just... Tristan Snell, our friend, said, so a registered Republican tried to assassinate the leader of the Republican Party when he and his followers constantly agitate for political violence, including the hanging of their own vice president, and then Republicans blame the assassination attempt on Democrats. Got it. I mean, okay. Let me just neaten my stacks this morning. Oh. We have also Charlie Pierce, who, God bless him, is more of a patriot than we will ever be. He is literally at the RNC all week. Dear God. Okay. Did you see, Cokie, was it Cokie or Gummy?
Gummy.
Oh, Cokie. Oh, Don Jr.
Yelling at people.
Aren't they crying?
I mean, this is, they
yelled
are,
at MSNBC.
They are just, you have to get yourself, steal your stomach. They are a fact-free zone this week.
Yeah.
So he asked Don Jr. about the immigration policy, mm-hmm. about the child separation policy. Would that be enacted again? And Don Jr., of course, just lies. Yeah. Oh, that was Obama's policy.
No, it wasn't.
And then, of course, on cue, I saw another interview with another, you know, maggot in the audience. It's like, oh, that was Obama's policy. I mean, they say a lie, and then they all just parrot it.
Yeah.
And, you know, who was it? Jacob Soboroff, I think, was the reporter. He's like, no. You know that's not true. And he basically is like, get them out of here. Yeah. You tell me, MSNBC, so I know you're going to lie.
MSDNC.
That's so clever. It's so clever, Cokie. Oh, my God. Give me, you know what, give me some more, Jessica Tarloff, just so I don't feel like I'm taking crazy pills. Thank you.
Donald Trump has been doing that since 2016. Remember when he said the Second Amendment people could take care of it? Right when he was talking about Hillary Clinton abolishing the Second Amendment and she'll get to appoint judges. He talked about, remember that congressman from Montana who body slammed a reporter and he said, he's my type.
Oh, you can go on and on. Despicable joking about Paul Pelosi. Please stop. By the way, it's like, oh, Trump's throwing out a speech and he's going to make a more unifying speech. No, I get you want us to unite behind you.
Right.
Someone wrote a piece. We're all MAGA now. No, we're not. No, we are not. Believers in your hateful, divisive ideology. I mean, it's just they talk about us politicizing. Oh, my God. They're trying to turn him into, you know, Jesus. Like, now you have to vote for him. I mean, look at him.
No.
About three quarters of the speakers last night demonized the LGBTQ community.
Yes, they did.
Oh,
we
my
had
God.
A couple of quotes from them. Yeah.
Thank you. Lizzie said, America's Hitler / America's Himmler 2024. I go now to the Hitler Himmler to get my self-dictator tots.
I go now to the Hitler burger, the Hitler burger, the Hitler burger.
Dictator
I go
tots.
Now to the Hitler burger to get myself
you.
Mind lunch.
Dictator tots.
Look at you being divisive by quoting J.D. Vance exactly. Didn't I say that I came down here after the show? I was like, really? J.D. Vance, you blame Biden's rhetoric for this assassination attempt. You're the one that called him Hitler and an idiot. He's done, I mean, ironically... J.D. Vance 2016 would be a perfect Democratic vice presidential candidate.
Except he's not as smart as Kamala.
Oh, Tim tweeted, J.D. Vance is a DEI hire, dictator-enabling idiot.
Well, last night he told Sean Hannity that he was taken in by the media lies about Donald Trump. And that's why he... That's why he said that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Daniel tweets, so both the Republican nominees for president and vice president wear more makeup than you do. Or Kamala, right? That's funny. Okay. I look forward I look forward to reading J.D. Vance's next memoir, Why I Support America's Hitler. Frank Conniff, our buddy, our pal, says Trump is a reprehensible piece of... but the choice of J.D. Vance as his VP shows he's willing to balance out his ticket and expand his base with another reprehensible piece of... Yeah, this is... I mean, because a lot of people are even saying Ohio's safe red now. Mm-hmm. I mean, and first of all, oh, stop with the, I wonder if he's going to pick the black guy or the lady. Of course he's not. Of course he's going to pick another white guy.
Of course.
They're a white supremacist party at this point.
Well, we all said because his last name is Vance, so it's simple.
Yeah.
Trump Vance.
Yes.
That's mainly
sure.
why.
Sure, sure. And he's 39, which is funny, because remember when they said Obama was too young to, mm-hmm. could not possibly take mm-hmm. over as president? Because, okay.
He's
been in the Senate for a second. Yes.
When is Tim Scott going to call off his wedding now?
I know. Chris.
What?
Mindy.
Come on.
He and Mindy are in love, Christopher.
It's Mandy.
Whatever.
He probably doesn't know either.
Yeah, he doesn't know her name.
He calls her Crindy.
Oh, God. He was so cringy last night. Oh, my God. With those giant comedy clacker teeth and just... Can they have him and Eric on stage at the same time? Because that's a lot of clacky comedy teeth just coming at you. Okay. Wow. Wow. And we're only in day one.
Uh-huh. It only lasts till Thursday, right?
Oh, and we have Dean Obadala, legal lad.
Yes.
We yes.
Do.
Hour 3.
I wonder if Don Jr. could have gotten J.D. Vance's mom some of the good Coke.
And by the way, as Charlie what? Pierce points out, what? Yeah, he sold out his relatives to write his book. He's
right?
just such a, oh, mm-hmm. God. Mm-hmm. Power hungry, sycophantic. Holy crap. He wants women to be forced to carry their rapist child. He doesn't want women to be able to get out of abusive marriages. He's like human form of Project 2025.
Yeah, oh,
did you
fake.
See what's written in there? The only legitimate family is a working father and a stay-at-home mother and their children. Oh, my God. Z. Kyle, y'all. Oops, did I quote J.D. Hitler? J.D. Vance again? I mean,
I like that you called him J.D. Hitler.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant Himmler. I apologize.
J.D. Himmler?
I apologize. Who's quoting him?
What does the J.D. stand for? Do
so
we
anytime
know?
We compare Trump to Hitler, now you have to pause and say, as J.D. Vance said.
I don't know what J.D. stands for.
I don't know what the J.D. stands for.
I can pause it, just D.
I bet you there's a lot of jokes. Let me think. Well, I'll write some during
the okay.
break.
Okay. All right. Good. We need to break.
There's some
We're
things
late.
That we cannot say.
Jesus-y douche?
That's good.
He's a Jesus-y douche.
I don't think he's particularly Jesus-y, is he?
I don't think so.
He's a fraud.
Just D's.
All right. Okay. 21 minutes. Okay, everybody, calm down.
21 now.
Minutes. No. Yes. 22 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show. Well, because you said that. This portion of the show brought to you by Show Ponies Power Life High Impact Protein Muscles.
Yeah.
Muscly.
Sure.
Are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym, Chris?
What?
You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton, P90X guy. I used to do me some P90X. He got really sick. He did not think he was going to make it. He's now 65. Get your face up in him. He looks amazing. He feels amazing. He discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercise. He created high impact protein available in whey or plant protein to mix with your favorite beverage. It's kind of cheating, but legal. Just saying. Muscle up, man.
It's performance enhancing.
It's supercharged.
But the good stuff.
Yeah, it supercharges your muscle growth, boosts your energy, helps you slim down. MyPowerLife.com, type in the code fitness to save 30%. You even get a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. MyPowerLife.com, or type in fitness or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
When it comes to protecting your loved ones, you need a home security system you can trust. SimpliSafe Home Security combines cutting-edge technology, advanced sensors, and cameras guard against threats to your home and family. And with exclusive 24/7 live guard technology, SimpliSafe monitoring agents respond within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, seeing and speaking to intruders to stop them in their tracks. They can even warn them the police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, SimpliSafe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in. It's no wonder SimpliSafe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report for 5 years running. Join the countless amount of listeners who found peace of mind with SimpliSafe. Head on over to SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie and save 20% on a new system today. That's SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Go do it now. Get some peace of mind. Well, if you listen to the show, you know Jody and I like our wine, and we both said the same thing, right? I'm not a rosé girl.
Yep.
This is the best rosé I've ever tasted.
Really good.
My friends Rob and Trish and Karen all thought the same thing. And who knows wine better than the French, produced in Bordeaux, France, the most famous wine region in the world. Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé is a wine that is soft with well-integrated aromas that include roses, limes, lemon, and some nuttiness. How passionate is Damien, the winemaker of Chateau Auguste, about his winemaking process? Music is played to the vines twice a day, a scientific process known as genotics. The Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé also won the top three awards at the Paris Wine Cup and Best in Show by Quality. The case it comes in, the presentation, it is all gorgeous, and it's organically grown hand-picked grapes with no colorings or flavorings. Right now, SXM listeners can get over 50% off by going to vs.wine. That's 6 bottles for $98 and free delivery. Just use the promo code Stephanie. 50% off with the promo code Stephanie, vs.wine. The promo code Stephanie.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511wi.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511wi.gov. That's 511wi.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Stephanie Miller.
I said, are you gonna be my girl?
Yeah. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. We just were talking about they took Morning Joe off the air yesterday. And can I just tell you something about my friend Lawrence O'Donnell, who, as I mentioned yesterday, flew to Boston for me to do Sexy Liberal and then obviously couldn't because the breaking news, because we can't have nice things because Trump. Anyway, so he couldn't obviously do the show. But anyway, I don't know if you guys are aware of this. All of the ratings at MSNBC have gone way down, except Lawrence.
Uh-huh.
And there's a reason. It's because he's standing up for Joe Biden.
Yep.
And talking about how ridiculous this whole... And grassroots Democrats are behind him. Who's the... hang on one sec. Hold, please.
We'll see.
I know. Polls, right? They're all BS, aren't they?
Until
unless
you
like them.
Until you find one that you like.
Exactly right. Anyway, Tristan Snell had said any post-debate Trump lead is now 100% gone. Mm-hmm. Even the 538 forecast, which has been overstating GOC's support in recent years, now shows Biden back in the lead as of today. I mean, again, Lester Holt pestering him last night. He's like, man, there's been no change in the, you know, this is a media-created crisis. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Lawrence has been speaking out about how insane this is to change horses in July.
I agree.
Anyway. All right. We have Frank Figluzzi. That's the third time.
Yes.
Had a girl. Set it right. Former FBI guy. Next.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. All the security planning for the RNC has passed its first test. Hundreds of protesters paraded through the streets of downtown Milwaukee yesterday, just a few blocks from Fiserv Forum. At one point, protesters passed a group of Trump supporters. Both sides had words while police watched, but nothing more. Plans to broadcast The Daily Show, the popular news satire program on Comedy Central, have changed. That decision was made Sunday, and producers blamed logistical issues. Operators of the Marcus Performing Arts Center said they wanted to keep their staff and guests safe after the assassination attempt on Donald Trump on Saturday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. More than a dozen cars were broken into yesterday on the city's west side, and it happened in an area we usually think to be the most secure. Madison police say it was in an underground parking garage belonging to an apartment building on University. Thieves broke into more than 15 cars by smashing the windows to get in. If you have any information, call Madison police. And Food Fight, the Madison restaurant group, has tightened security at its only Milwaukee location. Il Servo is next to Fiserv Forum on the top floor of the Trade Milwaukee Hotel. Only credentialed people with clearance into the convention will be allowed into the restaurant going forward. They also needed additional security sweeps after the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. Businesses, groups, and volunteers involved in the Republican National Convention are taking extra safety measures after this past weekend. The RNC and Secret Service haven't made changes to the actual convention space, but so far, there haven't been any issues. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be cooler today, but still a bit on the humid side. Partly cloudy, high of 82 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 61. Tomorrow, you'll notice bigger changes. Partly cloudy, cooler, and a lot less humid. Our high tomorrow, 75. Same for Thursday, sunshine, high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Morty here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison. Chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on Mad Radio. Sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
Impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it is day two of the RNC. We're going to have a little update for you on lake sitting, axe-throwing California guy Eric Hovde. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
to see those agents going door to door, canvassing the neighborhood and speaking with people who live here. They're trying to get answers to the many questions that still remain. Crooks' motive is still unclear. Records show he is a registered Republican, and neighbors today told us that they've actually seen Trump signs outside of the home over the course of the last few years.
Okay, there's only one man I wanted to talk to this morning. You know who my favorite.
Good morning, Frank Fugluzzi.
Frank G-Spot Man.
Frank Fugluzzi.
Hey, Frank Fugluzzi.
Former G-Man.
FBI.
Frank Fugluzzi joins us now.
In color.
Frank Fugluzzi, the former FBI Assistant Director for Counterintelligence.
Ooh. Fancy. I feel like I need my favorite G-Man. She's got you all. Author of the bestseller, FBI Way, Inside the Bureau's Code of Excellence.
We're in the FBI and you fought against crime.
Think of every FBI agent as handsome and fantastic as Frank Fugluzzi. Author of the new book, Long Haul, which I read, and it is a page-turner and terrifying. Hello, as is Frank Fugluzzi. Good morning, sir.
I am a page-turner and terrifying at the same time.
Yes!
Well, Frank, who better to take us inside the FBI investigation right now than you? I mean, as you said it plainly in your piece, you'd be hard-pressed to find a Secret Service agent who would claim this assassination attempt on a presidential candidate was anything other than a failure. I mean, I don't know. You know, you notate the Secret Service left the rooftop and the building from which the would-be assassin fired out of its rally security plan. The Secret Service delegated responsibility to local or state enforcement to secure that building. They failed to adequately secure it, obviously. There's a lot of wrinkles in this, you know. You also pointed out, I forgot about this, an officer reportedly climbed to the roof, encountered the shooter, and retreated. And that's when he took a shot at Trump. So just talk to us about where you think we are in this FBI investigation and what happened, Frank.
So there's really two components, right? You've got the FBI as the lead agency on the shooting itself. Who is this young man? How long has he been planning this? Is he part of a conspiracy? Is it domestic terrorism? Is it international terrorism, which is almost certainly not? What was the motive? You know, hundreds of interviews already conducted by the FBI of neighbors, witnesses, coworkers, classmates, people, witnesses on the scene there. All of that happening, some really neat stuff being done forensically. They finally got into his cell phone. There's nothing. They're nowhere with regard to motive. Almost zero social media footprint. Very odd for a 20-year-old kid. So there's that. Then you've got the separate inquiry into what the hell happened in terms of creating this total failure. And, you know, I remind people the Secret Service has a difficult mission. They describe their own language to use to describe their mission from their own website is zero fail.
Yeah.
Zero fail. Well, and that's a high bar. They get it right almost every single day. But that time they get it wrong, it's an international disaster.
Well, so I'm reading from the reporting. The FBI has identified the shooter, Thomas Matthew Crooks, 20 years old, registered Republican. He was a gun nut. He was wearing pro-Second Amendment paraphernalia the same way MAGA Republicans do all the time. I mean, you know, I have to wonder, too, you know, we only remember the January 6th comment by Trump, take away the mags, they're not here to hurt me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I assume they figured, you know, they're among their own. And this kind of thing would never happen because, as you say, it's just how does a failure of this sort happen of this magnitude?
Yeah, I think so. Here's what I think we're going to learn. This is based on my 25 years experience working alongside the Secret Service, even in my FBI career early, being the FBI's point person for a Democratic National Convention. So lots of partnership with Secret Service. But we're going to. Here's what I think that part of the investigation is going to find. And they're going to find an agency stretched to the max that has been too thin and too light for years, likely not screaming loudly enough about that publicly, because that itself is a national security problem, that we have an agency who really is kind of patching things together with duct tape and glue. What do I mean by that? There's an over-reliance on local and state police. And so what we're learning now, even today, is that this building was part of the plan was identified as a threat.
Of course.
And, oh, we're going to keep it outside of our perimeter. You, local police, please take the building.
So a lot of people tweeted me and wanted me to ask you questions. David said a lot of this stuff simply doesn't make sense. Bystanders noticed the shooter crawling along the rooftop with a rifle, were yelling and gesturing toward him to the nearby police for at least a minute. According to reports, they themselves wondered why Trump was still talking. I mean, we've all, and again, you know, we've had to say, like, look, let's not be crazy conspiracy theorists on our side, but you can forbid people for saying it looks staged because you were like, what is going on? Why are they letting him stand up and do his fist and keep coming up and doing, like, why are they not, if they didn't know there was, the shooter was neutralized and or there was a second shooter, it just, the whole thing looked bizarre to people. Even the bystanders were like, there's that guy right there and nobody's doing anything.
As vehemently opposed to conspiracy theories as I am, and they're all over the place now, I do understand where some people are coming from. You've got such a colossal failure that you default to, my God, this can't be real.
Right.
Who can screw up that much?
Yeah.
But you made reference to the ungodly amount of time that the shooter could have been taken out before he fired a round, right?
Right.
And you know, it's something like closer to 2 minutes between the first time the public points him out to police and the time that he takes a shot. That sniper that we see who ultimately got him, if comms had worked, and, you know, we don't know, but did the police officer who retreated off the roof, did he say, I have contact, I have a shooter? You know, that should have been the signal, take this guy out. And that could have happened. And didn't. And then let's not only talk about that, let's talk about the exposure of the protectee for an ungodly amount of time. For 10 seconds, that detail on him on the podium allows him to stand, head fully exposed, pump his fist.
Thank you.
Ask twice for his shoes. Secret Service agent retrieving his red MAGA hat for him. What? That is it. I counted at least 10 full seconds of exposure on the podium standing up when they don't even know if there's another shooter.
Thank you. That's exactly what struck me. And then they let him get back up out of the car. I'm like, what is going on? So, Frank, you know, obviously, you know, they're the ones saying, oh, you know, let's not politicize this. Let's have unity. It's like, well, they were dying to hope this is someone from the left. Well, you know, as Chris Wray has, you know, testified and as FBI statistics show us, the vast majority of this fits the profile exactly. A young, white, disgruntled guy with right-wing ideology, you know, and so now they want unity. But I'm curious, because this is what you study, is all the right-wing fever swamps and where do people get their motivation. So I was reading a Patriot Takes one. I just wanted to get your take on it. 5 months ago, Alex Jones and an InfoWars guest, Ivan somebody, discussed how assassinating Trump would be beneficial, according to them, because it would lead to retaliatory in-kind assassinations of the deep state list, which includes President Joe Biden. Ivan Raiklin said, if they assassinate Trump, option two, behind Trump is going to be so much better for us and so much worse for them. Alex Jones, I was about to say, if they kill him, that's a best-case scenario from a sick level, medium, oh, please kill him. I mean, it's so good after that. Raiklin, oh, it's going to be the best cleansing and the fastest cleansing we've ever seen in my lifetime, I guarantee. Access with almost certainty, with the highest level of confidence, if they assassinate Trump, it's game over for them. I mean, there has been, I heard someone on MSNBC this morning saying this is some of, and again, Frank, I get it's all speculation at this point, but they're saying there is speculation that he wasn't right-wing enough for this shooter. That, you know, so who knows, you know, who's influenced by these lunatics like Alex Jones, right?
Look, social media is going to be the end of us. I'm increasingly convinced of that. And quite frankly, as reprehensible as, you know, the comments you just read, I've seen that clip with Alex Jones, and, you know, this will be the first time in my life I agree with Alex. No, it's sick. Yes, it's sick. And so is Alex Jones and his guest for even suggesting this. But I got to tell you, I also see on the left, Stephanie, on social media, I see this kind of rejection of fact, anything that doesn't fit the narrative. You know, there's a lot of fear and trepidation out there. So I see people outright rejecting confirmed facts.
Right.
We're in a crazy, crazy place.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it really is. It's amazing, the whole blame game. I just wanted to get your take on this. So Fox News, Jeanine Pirro and Laura Ingraham slammed the female Secret Service agents who helped Trump.
Oh my God.
So they've turned this into, they blame DEI for this. Pirro and Ingraham suggested the female agents should not have been protecting Trump due to physical limitations relating to their height. And she took time out to compliment herself, Laura Ingraham. She said, you know, Jeanine, you and I in our own way have been trailblazers in our field, and we support women and all. Oh, my God. Frank, does height have anything to do with your ability to be a good FBI agent or Secret Service agent?
Yeah, so I want to say something on this. And by the way, I'm kind of ancient, but yes, the women in my class at the academy, they would not have been in the FBI if they couldn't do the job.
Right.
So there's no concessions made for them. The fitness test is what they need to do. We had to carry and drag each other all over the place. And, and the smallest woman in the class was carrying me around through the woods. I was like,
in her defense, can I say a lot of women would like to carry and drag?
Stop it.
Stephanie Miller.
Am I lying? Is there a lie detected here? No.
Now you're embarrassed. Look, he's turning red.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, he matches the skyline behind him. Pretty.
Thanks for that. Now I'm distracted. Yeah.
That's how I would get away with stuff. If you were the FBI agent at my door, I'd be like, ooh, so pretty.
With regard to the height issue, and I think it's a valid question when you have a very tall protectee.
Yeah.
I'm not certain that actually the women you see there are literally the people who are constantly on him. I think it's all pile on, right? Well, everybody's got a job to do. And when your protectee goes down and you start shielding, it's everybody coming out there and doing that. The other thing is, I've seen comments on some of these women, their weight.
Yeah.
Do people understand what they're carrying? They have heavy duty body armor on. You can clearly see it under their shirts.
Yeah.
Plus, let me add to that a very big heavy radio. Let me add to that a big handgun and at least two magazines. Put that on and tell me what we'd all look like.
Oh my God. Seriously, everything's a beauty pageant because it's Trump. Okay.
They were very pretty though.
Oh my God.
I mean, Frank, I assume, in your role formerly at the FBI, what you're now worried about. I mean, I'm sorry, this is not politicizing to say that President Biden has never incited violence a day in his life. Donald Trump does it pretty much daily. There is, when you go in the right wing fever swamps, as FBI agents do, there are a lot of calls for retaliation. Right, against liberals, against Joe Biden. A Long Island county leader, an ally of Trump, is reportedly planning to recruit dozens of armed citizens to create a, quote, emergency special deputy force that can be mobilized whenever he needs it. He's the Republican executive of Nassau County, put out a call in March for about 75 recruits with gun permits, separately said he aimed to create another layer of protection for Long Islanders. I mean, this is a concern now, isn't it?
Yeah, I was on a call over the weekend that the FBI did for members of the media who cover the FBI. The director was on, the attorney general was on, and the agent in charge out of Pittsburgh that's handling this case. And one of the things I took notes on was the FBI is concerned about what they're seeing in terms of violent rhetoric in those chat rooms that they're worried about, violent extremists. They were worried enough to even bring it up on the call with the media.
Yeah, yeah. I know, and it you really can't write this stuff that, the vice presidential candidate directly put the blame on President Biden, which is, irresponsible. It is inciting, and first of all, the guy that called Trump Hitler is saying it's Biden's rhetoric, And by the way, authoritarian is not name-calling, Frank, when you have a Project 2025, which is an authoritarian playbook, and the president, former president saying he wants to be a dictator. Joe Biden is stating facts. He's not name-calling. You know, but I think you're right. It just creates a dangerous threat environment that people are literally on the right saying, oh, Biden ordered the hit. You have a sitting congressman saying, you know.
Well, the other thing is, look, I know the Biden administration has, you know, suspended its advertising and its travel, at least for a couple of days. Look, no, don't do that. Don't let this incident stop you from calling out the lies and what Trump has told us he's going to do. You don't need to make it up.
Right.
You don't need to fabricate it. Just playing clips of what he said, and then no one can say, oh, you're inciting violence. No, I just played a clip of what he said. And, oh, by the way, I just printed Project 2025, so don't tell me that I'm inciting anything. I'm just using your stuff, man.
Right. Well, it's like we keep saying, calling him Trump a convicted criminal is not name-calling. It's stating
it's a fact.
Right. Calling him an adjudicated rapist is stating a fact of law. But anyway, Frank, thank you so much. I know this is such a busy time. We no one more we wanted to talk to this morning than you. Thank you so much. Have a fun cruise with Glenn Kirschner.
Yeah.
Hooray.
Speedo shots, yeah.
Too much. Too much for mortal women, you and Glenn Kirschner.
I'll send you photos of me and Glenn on the Lido deck.
Yeah.
Speedos.
In Speedos.
In Speedos, yeah.
Take care.
Bye, Frank. Thank you, sir. 49 minutes after the hour. Send him some posing trunks of yours. This
All right.
This portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Marty. Look at Bonnie, we're sleepy little baby. Okay, did you know your dog's food could actually actively be harming them? Not only is it not something that is delicious, nutritious, and will keep them living longer and healthy, it could be harming them.
What?
If it's cooked, and most dog foods are cooked, even those ones that say they're natural and organic. Es no bueno, Chris.
No.
Donde los yikes.
Whoa.
The amino acids can often overheat, can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. Check that out.
Wow.
Can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system, make them act slower and older than they actually are. High amounts even connected to cancer. It's tricky because, even the ones you think, oh, no, this is the good one that's on the TV. No.
No, it's not.
Dr. Marty's the only raw, freeze-dried, amazing superfoods, all made of superfoods. Check the package. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, kale, sweet potato, spinach, blueberries. OMG. They love it, love it, love it. It's shelf-stable. It's mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious. Bonnie and Clyde love it, and I love saving up to 54% off Nature's Blend and a free bag of Cod Crispies. That's my impression of them eating Cod Crispies. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
I don't know what the hell we just heard.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com. Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein. protein to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text FITNESS to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. MyPowerLife.com, code FITNESS.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
Lake Ridge Bank presents Atwood Fest on Madison's East Side. Enjoy live music on three stages from local, national, and international artists, with plenty of food and craft vendors along Atwood Avenue, from Tex Tubbs to Monty's Blue Plate. And bring the kiddos for Kids Fest, but don't bring the puppers. Leave your pets at home. Three stages, 30 bands over 2 days on Madison's East Side. It's time for Atwood Fest, Saturday and Sunday, July 27th and 28th. For a full music schedule, log on atwoodfest.com.
Yes, this portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by I'm starting to salivate. Cook Unity.
Oh
my God, so delicious. I'm just telling you, during the week, first of all, any day in the world is not a good day for cooking for me because I'm not really very good at it. Am I, Chris?
No, you
are
not.
How many dishes have I burned that you've had to eat anyway?
You burned sauerkraut, and I don't know how anybody burns sauerkraut.
I am talented. Cookunity.com/liberal or enter the code liberal at checkout. 50% off. Oh, my God. Amazing chef-created meals delivered ding-dong right to your door. Cookunity is the first chef-to-use service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. It is cheaper than other delivery options. And it's no cooking. Some of those things, it's like launching a rocket at NASA. A lot of ingredients, no cooking required. Hooray. Music to my ears for chef-quality dining experience right at home. Unlike other meal services, Cook Unity is a chef collective bringing exciting culinary talent straight to your table. Arrives fresh, never frozen. In packaging, stays fresh for up to 7 days. Pick as few as four or as many as 16 meals a week, and they have every option, right? You need vegan, paleo, pescatarian. What do you need? Go to cookunity.com/liberal. Enter that code liberal at checkout for 50% off your first week. 50% off your first week. cookunity.com/liberal. 57 minutes after the hour. Sue in Rockville. It's her birthday.
Sue in Illinois?
Sue in Illinois. She's now back in Rockville.
Oh, okay. Hello, Sue. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, lady.
Thank you guys so much. I'm taking a page from Stephanie Miller and my late mom, and today I'm 37 years old, and I don't want to have anyone arguing with me about it.
Fantastic. Happy 37.
Just flip those numbers and move along. Steph?
Yeah, go ahead, hon.
Listen, two very quick things. That guy, Ivan Raiklin, who was on with Jones.
Yeah.
He's actually been appointed the Secretary of Retribution.
Yes, he has.
And has a hit list under Project 2025.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
350 people they're going to take care of.
Thank you. And if they're chanting fight, fight, fight at the Republican convention, this is the party that's the party who has the candidate who's running on retribution. So, you know, excuse us for saying it had echoes of 1930s Germany. As J.D. Vance, as 2016 J.D. Vance would say.
Right.
Of America's Hitler. Charlie Pierce and Dean Obadala all coming up on The Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Pete Schwabba. Tuesday night, Nightlight will stream live on Facebook, X, and YouTube from 7 to 8 p.m. during the RNC. We'll be back in the air live from 8 to 9 p.m. where I welcome host of American Ninja Warrior, Matt Eisman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.